Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
No, Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Winterland tickets were given more away this weekend. This week, they come with an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco. Whoa, 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 whoa. So that night, you're over at the Masonic. Then you'll walk across the street to the posh Fairmont San Francisco. Oh, it's a good prize. So 9 o'clock in the morning, 905, 1205, and 505. We're going to give you code words. You take them to RadioAlice.com. Win yourself a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland. Those are on sale now. They're going to sell out. So you need to win these or get yourself to RadioAlice.com and buy a pair. And they include an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco if you win them this week. Alice in Winterland stars Grammy Award nominee for Best New Artist, Alex Warren, and Rob Thomas. It's all happening December 4th at the Masonic. Meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with sending pics of yourself. Boys, I know you think we want to see it, but...
What do you mean?
We don't want to. Oh.
You don't speak for everybody.
I pretty much do.
I don't think you do.
There's a Chinese filmmaker, and her name is Yi Zhao, or something like that. And she's accusing Jeremy Renner. That's right, Jeremy Renner, the guy who got run over by his own snow cat.
I read a little bit about this, so I'm curious.
Oh, good. I'm interested to hear
what you
got.
I can help you, if anything. Or maybe not. Maybe you're going to tell me stuff I don't know. Go on.
Maybe not. We'll talk about it. This Yi Zhao has accused Jeremy Renner of sending her a, quote, string of unwanted and unsolicited pornographic images of himself. She also claims that when she confronted him about it, he threatened to call ICE on her. So just, great behavior. If it's true, it's allegations.
She says he sent photos or she sent photos?
He sent a string of unwanted, unsolicited pornographic images of himself.
She has said, or he has said, the same is true of her. What I read was they hooked up.
They did.
Okay. Yeah. And then after that, he was like, you know what's best? We have a business thing to have happen here. I really think we should just get back to business and not. Meanwhile, you already did it. Like, what are you? You're going to turn back the clock and just get back to normal now?
I think that if that's what he's alleging, this could be pretty easily settled. From what I understand, you can see when people have texted, like they can.
They have proof of each other's behavior. Right. Yes. He said he received a string of unwanted photos from her.
Oh, and that, those are the exact words she used on
him. I doubt they were unwanted.
Well, and he has. Well, hold
it's
on.
It's not
now.
Unusual for people to exchange photos.
I'm with the photos exchanges. I think that's the beauty of these phones, for sure. I mean, if you're wanted and if you're both, you know, into it, then it's super fun. But what I'm saying is he is saying he wanted to turn back to business and he'd already stepped in it. And she wasn't having that.
They did a movie together, a documentary
right.
called Chronicles of Disney, and apparently an animated film as well. So they've worked together. His attorney calls the allegations false, outrageous, and highly defamatory. He also claims she's retaliating against Renner because he rejected her romantic advances.
That's what I read.
The attorney admits that Renner and Zhao shared a, quote, brief consensual encounter in July. But she's saying, I can't shake this guy. A string of unwanted and unsolicited pornographic images of himself. And when she confronted him about it, he said, I'm going to call ICE on you. Which is just a gross thing to say.
It is.
That's so gross.
Well, that happened at the stadium in Milwaukee when that fan said that to was it a Dodgers fan?
Yeah.
A Brewers fan said that to a Dodgers fan. She's like got in big trouble.
Oh, she got fired.
And yeah, fired and told not to come back to the stadium, all the stuff. So if he texted that to her, then she's got proof.
Yeah, I don't know if, it says confronted him about it. That sounds like it happened in person, but I guess you could be confrontational via text. I want to say, though, that they can subpoena your text messages. And
I mean, it's going to be part of discovery. Like they'll both ask for the text messages and there they'll be.
Yep. And you can have deleted whatever you want off your phone. It doesn't matter. There's a record of that. Keep that in mind, everybody, you know. Because you deleted it doesn't mean anything. And someone can screenshot you too. I mean, if you're trying to build a case and you want to look at this, look what he did, look what she did, whatever.
It's hard to unring the, I shouldn't sleep with coworkers bell when you've already rung that bell, Jeremy. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this is going to play out. Telling someone you're going to call ICE on them, I would...
That's
like,
gross.
Like, show the proof of that, and he'll have to live with that if that's true, if he did that.
Well, I feel like Jeremy Renner is one of those people that I have generally good feelings about, and I wonder if it's because of that accident. Like, there was some pretty nasty, I think things got pretty acrimonious with his ex, although you and I talked about this a little bit off air, and some of it had to do with him not being a fit parent, so maybe she was just trying to get custody of their kids.
They were both, but what I remember, and I'm going off memory, they were both saying really nasty things about each other, which was not helping either of their causes.
No.
And it's terrible when that stuff gets out of hand, because who gets hurt? There's a kid in the middle of that watching, whether or not they're hearing it firsthand or hearing it at school or seeing it online. That is not good.
It becomes
for them.
A known thing in the public domain, like that, where, you know, everybody goes, oh, your dad is this or your mom is this. Anyway, Jeremy Renner is denying sending nudes to this Chinese filmmaker that he has worked with. It looks like on a couple of different things. And it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out, if this just gets settled and we never hear another damn thing about it. But if he's lawyered up and that lawyer's making statements, it might very well be, you know, the next thing that we're paying attention to.
I don't know this lady. I don't know if she has, you know, a big brand. He certainly does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He has a lot more to lose professionally than she does.
Well, I also think it's likely because of his power position that he may be able to win in the court of public opinion just because he's who he is, and she's to me an unknown. I don't know her at all.
Nope, this is the first time I'm hearing her name.
Couple texts. 510, Sarah is right, Vincent. We do not want to see it. Vicky on Odyssey. And then 415, first gay listener here. Send me all the pics. All the pics.
That's men for you.
God.
Yes to the pics.
Why can't we all be gay?
I don't know.
We can be.
Yeah.
I can't be. I can't undo what I'm naturally into.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, maybe you should try it. Like, first, like, sit together, watch some football, then have a sandwich, and then, I don't know, close your eyes. It's a big deal.
Oh my God, that's where I was going, but
our motto.
Wow.
I'm not co-signing that.
Yeah, I'm not co-signing that either. Get out of here.
Whatever it takes to get through it. And then maybe on the other side of it, you're like, all right, that works for me.
Just wish we were all a little more.
You want to go mountain biking? Should we go surfing? I don't know what you do with your boyfriends. You know, all the stuff, I assume.
Well, yeah. I'm sure I would if I was into boys, men, whatever.
Oh, yeah, let's go men. Men.
I would definitely be doing better. I get hit on by gay men a lot.
You do?
Yeah. I also hang out with an inordinate amount of gay men. You know, my best friends are all gay. And
okay.
Yeah. Got one friend. Every time he sees me, he's like, hey, Maddie, want an F? Every time I see him.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Do you want to?
I don't. Honestly, it's not my natural.
It's tempting, but I just don't want to.
You know?
Yeah. I wonder what it is about you that makes them so into you.
I think I'm very Barry.
Barry?
I think I'm a bear.
Arr. Oh, Barry. Not a berry.
Berry, berry.
Berry.
Juicy and tasty.
All right.
Oh, like a berry.
Oh, maybe sweet. That's it. AI. I don't like this story at all. And I actually tagged it along with another story that's very related. There is a song on the country charts that just hit number one. And it's by a mysterious artist named Breaking Rust. And the song is called Walk the Walk. It's number one on Billboard's country digital song sales.
I've never heard it.
Do you have it? Let's give this a listen.
Keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born to rise, so kick them rocks. If you don't like how I talk, I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
So... That's AI.
So what's his... it is. I was going to say, what's this guy's AI thing? What's he defending?
It
what does he say?
Sounds like someone stole Chris Stapleton's voice to me.
All right.
And then, ran it through the motherboard and put it into the song. So that is an AI song that is currently number one on Billboard's country digital song sales chart.
And did people... is that on radio? Where is that being played?
I'm sure it's on country radio. It must be being played somewhere. Otherwise, how do people find out?
That's
about
what I'm saying. Like,
although
I don't understand
how that.
Different
ways now.
I mean, if you told me
recommended playlists,
the radio station was saying, "Hey, we got this new song. It's AI. It's not real, but it's a song. And actually, it is a real song. Let me play it for you."
Well, it is a real song.
I just don't see how that's sold to
people. It's making its way around social media, and I've read the post on the song this morning, and not one person said anything about being AI. Like,
so you're saying people are just sharing this and maybe there's like a lyric video that's getting shared around.
It's a lyric video, which is also AI, of some dude walking through different things. But it is very AI. Like,
well, the song itself is, it's kind of a cool song. So I can see why.
I mean, it sounds like every other country song.
Well, no, I think it's a common stomp. I mean, people can get into that and it has a rhythm and a sort of a rap going, but okay. So it's nobody.
Nobody.
All right.
Yeah. Breaking Rust isn't real. The artist is an AI creation credited to someone named Abier Rivaldo Taylor, a man who barely seems to exist outside of a few sketchy corners of the internet. Abier, if that's his real name, also appears linked to another music project. It's called Def Beats AI, and it's known for explicit parody songs. So, I mean, it's pretty unsettling to think that, sort of unbeknownst to people, this can get passed around and becomes like a look when someone hears a good song and they're like, oh, I want to add that to my library. People are actually buying this thing. It's number one on the sales chart, not just streaming. Somehow Breaking Rust has nearly 2 million monthly Spotify listeners. So ready or not, that could be the future. Ella Langley is a country artist, and her song Choose in Texas is currently number two on that same chart. So if it wasn't for some fake song, she'd be number one. What are we doing here? What's happening?
What's her name? Ella?
Ella Langley.
Oh, Ella. I'm sorry. That's a bummer. You know, tech is weird because while I tried to sort of stay up on it for a while, I don't think we're very much incrementally moving forward. Yeah. Not that
giant leaps and bounds.
Well, when we went from the regular phone that makes calls to there's apps for everything. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They've got the phone perfected. Now they needed to add more AI to it and just let the AI run wild. That's where we're at right now.
I don't want AI songs to become number one. I don't want people to be into that, but people are into tech, and the tech thing to this day, I remember being in a line behind a guy at Whole Foods, and he was using his palm to pay because you can link your card to your palm at the place. You haven't seen that? You made a weird look. They have a reader, which you just put your hand over the reader and it charges you through.
It bioscans whatever. You or whatever, right?
That's freaky.
And this guy, but this guy's response was, I can't wait till I can get a chip put in my hand so I can just, I don't have a card and I don't have to do this. I just pay with my chip. And I was thinking, what the, do you want to do that for?
Like, make it easy. You don't have to carry anything.
You're so into consuming that you want to just.
Even your license will be on there. You'll just tap whatever device the cop has when they pull you over. Here you go. Well, there's my license, insurance, registration.
It's like such a weird thing. I want to be able to pay with my hand. So I want a chip put in there.
Yeah, I'll take a chip. And then if I'm abducted, John can find me. No?
Okay. Well, no, I mean, that's all right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to becoming an augmented human where I've got a little speaker and I double tap my cheek and pick up phone calls.
This isn't hysterical.
It is funny. I got a heads up display in my corneal implants.
I don't like it. But no, all right.
It's all good. It's going to be great. Don't worry. I watch a lot of sci-fi. Nothing ever goes wrong with any of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It's great.
Great.
Yep. So that AI song, it's the number one song on the country digital downloads chart. Billboard did, this is a story from last week, which I didn't even get to. And I'm going to just tack it along with this one. Billboard has done their own article. Billboard is in charge. They track all the sales and streams and listens. And if you don't, yeah, and Billboard is great. I go to Billboard 5 or 6 times a week, probably looking for, you know, what's going on in the Hot 100 or the album chart or whatever it is. So they did a story called How Many AI Artists Have Debuted on Billboard's Charts? And they didn't necessarily know that these were AI artists when they charted. Some of them, there's probably AI songs on the charts that they don't even realize are AI. It's just getting listened to. Zania Monet is the big one. Zania is the chick who I told you the story maybe a month ago. She is 100%, she even has a face and there are videos of her and she's 100% AI and she has a song. In fact, there was like a bidding war for her. There were a couple labels trying to sign her. There was a $3 million offer on the table.
This isn't the actress that's AI.
No, that's Tilly Norwood.
Okay.
She is adorable. This is Zania.
Okay, Zania.
So Zania has become the first AI-powered artist to debut on the AirPlay chart, which means radio stations are playing this, and is one of several AI-driven acts to chart over the past couple of months. So there's a couple pictures of Zania. She's absolutely gorgeous.
If she were a person.
Well, person or not, it's a gorgeous AI. They're saying this is no longer a fantasy or niche curiosity. This is having an impact on Billboard charts. In the past few months, at least 6 AI or AI-assisted artists have debuted on various Billboard rankings. And they say the future could be higher, or that figure could be higher, because it's becoming increasingly difficult to tell who or what is powered by AI and to what extent. So many of the chart, there a lot of these are religious songs. There's a lot, there's like a, you know, gospel chart and stuff like that. They go, let's see, gospel, rock, country. They arrive with anonymous or mysterious origins. Billboard said, how do we know these charting titles are AI or AI assisted? For some, their artist pages claim their music was made with the help of AI. For others, Billboard cross-checked the songs using an AI detection tool, which adds a flag to all AI-generated content on the platform. They are still reporting it, though. If it makes it onto the chart and then they discover that it's AI, I guess they're revealing that. They're saying Zania Monet, one of the most prominent examples, is an artist with an animated avatar created by a Mississippi based songwriter Talisha Nikki Jones. Jones writes the lyrics and has used something called Suno, along with help from other humans, to create the songs, and made headlines when she debuted on multiple Billboard charts. Hot gospel songs with Let Go, Let Go, which climbed to number 3 on the chart, dated October 25th. Hot R&B with How Was I Supposed to Know, peaked at number 20. And there was a bidding war to sign her, with offers reaching to sign the AI person, non-person. Offers reached $3 million. And Hollywood Media, led by the former executive of Interscope, Neil Jacobson, ultimately signed this AI non-person to a multi-million dollar deal.
Well,
so there you go, everybody. AI, it's coming for you.
You know, one of the weird things that goes way back, and I'm surprised we haven't seen more of it, because the partnership between Bernie Taupin and
Elton John.
And Elton John seems to be a writer who sticks to one performer and continues to feed him lyrical content. And I don't think he does the music at all. But either way, I'm surprised we haven't seen more partnerships like that, where a person who's a great writer but doesn't want to deal with any of the performance at all.
But I'm sure
gets a singer and says, I have a pile of lyrics if we can just get these things put to record. Like, but with one artist, you know, like partnerships.
Or even just a songwriter who had no success on their own, or maybe they're just, you know, they're not marketable or whatever it is, and now they've got AI as a tool. And
it's really hard to make money as a songwriter these days. I have two friends in LA that both just stopped doing it. They both had published songs, gotten songs made, but they were just like, it isn't worth it anymore.
Because it doesn't sell.
They don't see hardly anything on the back end, and it's just a lot of work.
Well, and when you find out that people are, you know, splitting the pot of everybody's subscription feed that they're paying into Spotify, and then they've got millions of fake bot listeners, so they're taking the huge part, and then other people who are getting a decent amount of listens,
if you can't,
just aren't getting any money off of it.
Like, maneuver through all of these apps and things. It's a bummer.
It is. It's a huge bummer. Anyway, AI, it's coming for all our jobs. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff coming up in the news, including Silly String.
Oh.
You ever?
Absolutely.
Okay, and more after these.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Gonna keep on dancing. Gonna keep on dancing.
It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out on the Alice 97.3 Instagram. Video reels, pictures from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, and links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... What?
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on YouTube.
Can you believe it? Instagram and YouTube?
Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel.
Right.
Just go to youtube.com at RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button. We're on YouTube. We're
Turns
YouTube
out.
Stars.
Yeah, we're YouTube.
Imagine
long,
that.
Long form video.
Mm.
Short form too, or just long form?
Shorts also.
Okay.
Mm. Nice.
We Sounds got good. It all.
Go get it.
It looks like, I mean, this could be just one of those things. Our government, you know, out of business at the moment. It looks like they could be ending the shutdown here very soon.
That would be nice.
We'll see if they can come to some kind of an agreement. As we head into the holidays, flights are being canceled by the thousands.
I know.
Thanks to this stalemate they're stuck at. Meanwhile, all of us who paid our taxes on time and just want to go see our families for the holidays find ourselves going, if I get a flight, will it actually take off? Am I going to get to the airport and spend the holiday there instead of at least at home?
Right.
I'll stay home before I'll spend the holiday in the airport. No thanks.
You guys are flying, right?
We don't know now. That's the problem. I don't want to spend the... That's exactly it.
You're flying. I'm flying. Are you flying?
No, I'm staying here.
Oh, good for you.
The whole point of the flying was because I drive too much as it is.
Right.
So I'm trying to avoid the flight. But if I can't get a guarantee, I'm probably going to drive.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to go get bumped from a flight and find myself going... I'm going home.
Yeah.
I just spent half the day at the airport. Now I'm going home.
A lot of people have flights booked. John was saying that you can get, if your flight gets canceled, they're doing a free, it's not going to just be like a credit for another flight. It'll be a full refund.
Good. So anyway, hopefully they come to some conclusions and we'll see everybody get back to work and business back to normal for the holidays.
That would be nice.
Late night Senate deal opens path to ending the shutdown. It splits the Democrats, so we'll see how many can get on board and if we'll get a conclusion that works for all of us, which is get back to work.
That'd be nice.
Please. All right. Next story. This one I have to jump to because it pretty much proves everything I've ever said to you. In fact...
Is it a guy... Finds himself looking at a naked lady.
No. It's not that one.
Oh.
A hotel in North Dakota is being investigated after an employee was filmed washing bed sheets in the hot tub.
Ew. God, everything about that is wrong.
Why? It's hot water.
It's people soup. And you're making it even soupier by rinsing
chlorinated water. It's very
the Environmental Health Division at Fargo Cass Public Health is investigating a local hotel after an employee was seen soaking bed sheets in the guest hot tub.
Ugh,
a family witnessed the incident during their stay at the Expressway Suites. They said they watch an employee dump sheets into the hot tub and mix them around with a broom. They recorded the whole incident and posted videos to social media. At first, I thought maybe the hot tub was down, the drain was broken, they were just trying to soak up the water. But then he starts adding more in there, like, what is going on here?
It was to put a full load in.
The family explained they were disgusted by what they saw and said, are you kidding? Are we sleeping on those sheets?
Is this how they're doing the laundry here?
In a recorded phone call, so immediately, the people who witnessed the hot tub incident reported it, put the videos up. In a recorded phone call with hotel staff, an employee said, the sheets were not dirty. They'd been washed beforehand. And the employee said, the sheets are put into the hot tub to remove stains. It's a last-ditch effort to save those sheets from having to be taken out of rotation. The sheets are put in the hot tub and it gets out tiny little stains. And then the hot tub is drained. Don't worry. That's not the hot tub that you guys sit in, even though that was the guest hot tub. We drain it after we use it to correct the sheets.
The water isn't hot enough in a hot tub either. Like, doesn't like a hotel sheet need to be at like 130 or so? Like, please burn out the old bed bugs.
Hotel management declined to be on camera during this interview, but said that it's just a last resort practice for stained sheets. They're either going to get thrown out or they're going to be fixed with the hot tub.
Totally believable.
They also said, this is usually done after hours. An employee was seen in the video. That's not supposed to happen in front of guests. This is done after pool hours usually. So,
oh, that makes me feel better. Huh. All right, then.
When asked if this is a city-approved practice, the management stated, they're checking the health department to find out if what they've been doing all these years is okay.
Can the health department please call us? 800-400-3697. Love to know if that is a common practice and approved by the health department. I'm waiting.
Why do I bring my own sheets? That's why I bring.
I don't care that much.
I know that you don't.
We'll be fine.
Well, you're
not worried about it.
Are of Ellie. You're going to outlive everything.
Like a cockroach, you're saying?
Just saying.
Nothing can kill me.
Nothing is going to get you.
Well, something's going to get me eventually, Vin.
But
thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yeah, no, I believe in you.
Thanks.
I mean, some of the things that you do, I'm like, unbelievable.
Like what? Eat lobster and butter?
By the shovel load?
Nothing wrong with that. Come on.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
A new poll found almost a third of Americans have some sort of side hustle going. The most common is to sell or resell stuff online.
Although, does that count as a side hustle?
It does, of course, absolutely.
Like if you're eBaying.
The top products we sell are handmade or custom goods, vintage or secondhand stuff.
Oh, that makes sense, like people with an Etsy store.
And print-on-demand products like fun t-shirts. The thing about the Etsy store, I was looking at this other story where they were talking about things that they don't want to do anymore, and it was about how turning your hobbies into a side hustle ruins your hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now you're doing it to feed some business you've started in hopes that this thing will happen, but what you really should just do is enjoy your hobby.
Right. It's like they always say, oh, this person's such a good cook, they should open a restaurant. And then they open a restaurant and they're like, I hate cooking, I never want to do it again, and I just lost the house.
Number one reason people have a side hustle is to help make ends meet, but often that's not, maybe using your hobby to pay your bills is not your best bet.
Right. Yeah, and it's, if you make something by hand, the amount of time between whatever you're going to pay yourself as an hourly wage and what it costs for the materials for that thing, it's like, yes, this quilt will be $1,500, please.
Well, you had that going for a little while, and it was certainly...
And it just turned into this thing where I'm like, I'm just not a factory. Like, I feel like this pressure that I've put on myself to make this thing happen.
And there it is. That's why I thought that story...
Like, that's not fun anymore.
Kind of hit home for you.
Yeah.
So you don't do it anymore?
No, I do. I don't have an Etsy store anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Well, it's on permanent vacation.
Okay.
Yeah. But I still make stuff. I like making things. I make things for my friends.
Well, that's the point, is you've got a hobby, you make something, you gift it to someone, they've got something special you've made for them.
It's nice.
If you're lucky enough to be at a proper Thanksgiving table, there's no stopping you from grabbing a little of every side dish. But what if you had to just pick one? What do the people say?
Well, mashed potatoes.
It's not mashed potatoes. That's number two.
Oh. Does stuffing count as a side dish?
Yes.
Yes.
And stuffing is number one.
Right, then I'll take the stuffing.
And stuffing would absolutely be my favorite. My mom
makes... Does gravy count as a side? Like, I can have that, right?
No.
That's a sauce.
That's a condiment.
So if I can only pick one, I have to go with that. But I would say, for me, cranberry sauce is number two. Because I don't even want turkey.
So stuffing number one, then cranberry, then potatoes.
Then I
got to
go then potatoes.
Cranberry sauce is not in the top five on this list. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, and green bean casserole.
Ugh.
Mac and cheese isn't even on my Thanksgiving table.
Absolutely not. Oh. I'm already so full.
It's on yours?
Favorites, yeah. Oh.
My regular old Kraft macaroni and cheese is on your table.
No, nobody eats Kraft macaroni and cheese if they're not nine.
I do. Okay.
Or alone in their
or
house
Maddie's
where
on
no
the
one's
going
to judge them. Yeah, mac and cheese, like real, a casserole.
With
actual cheese,
top.
The whole thing.
Yeah, back home, that's huge. Everybody does mac and cheese with their Thanksgiving
meals. Seen it at Thanksgiving. I would never make it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't have that at my table ever. Yeah.
And this green bean casserole, ugh.
I don't mind
who
green
likes
bean
that?
I like it. It's
and
fine.
Who likes sweet potatoes?
It's good. I like cream spinach.
I'll eat sweet potatoes.
I'll eat.
But I think I get confused. Are sweet potatoes yams?
I think so. Or if they're not, they're really close.
They're, yeah, we had this, I think we had texters on this once.
I'll ask there's
two different things. There's yams and sweet potatoes.
My mom made yams
are
with
called
like,
sweet potatoes.
With marshmallows on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she made though.
Oh, is it like all sweet potatoes are yams, but not all yams are sweet potatoes?
That's
is
it about
one of those?
It.
All squares are rectangles, yep, but all, not all rectangles. The short answer is no. Yams and sweet potatoes are not the same thing. Even though in U.S. grocery stores, they're often mislabeled that way. Sweet potatoes are native to Central and South America. Yams are native to Africa and Asia. Mm. And they are apparently a totally different plant species.
There you go.
I mean, define totally different. They're 99.99.
Sure. I can't tell the difference at all, but okay. Thanks. Our text number is 800-400-3697. And Maddie's on the show to read those to you.
Let's see here. My hobby is making beef jerky. Everyone tells me I should sell it because it's so good, but I'm scared it will ruin it for me. And I just give it to family and friends. That way it's a lot more fun. April in Antioch. April.
April.
Big jerky fan.
We love jerky.
You're asking for jerky?
Why not?
All right.
April makes great jerky.
Hi, folks. Back from Bali last Wednesday.
Ooh.
Stayed at Soulshine the last few days. It was wonderful. Love you all and listen to the podcast while I was there.
Oh, nice.
I hope Michael and his family are doing well.
They seem to be. Sarah Lou is back on social. I've noticed the very few times I tune in, there she is. I'm like, oh, good. Good for them.
Yeah, I'm happy to see him.
Mm-hmm. Longtime friends of the show.
OMG, just splurged on new sheets. Cheap-ass hotel. So gross.
It is so gross. It's exactly what makes me carry around my own stuff.
Right. And plus, if you can't handle the laundry at your hotel, please farm that out. There are so many services that will come and pick up your gross sheets from the people who slept there and replace them with
and
new sheets.
And how could chlorine do better than bleach? Like, just pour some bleach in your hot load and see if that
it
works.
It can't. Nobody knows what was going on there and whatever lie they cooked up to cover for the... No. It's the last ditch. No, it isn't.
Yeah,
that's
a lie.
That's ridiculous.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And finally, from the 415, geesh, Vin, it's easier to drive to L.A. Have your lovely wife do half the drive.
Is it easier?
It's not easier. It's what I'm saying is I commute daily between 3 and 4, and sometimes if there's traffic, 5 hours on any given day, and that's the job. It's
Where's
okay.
the dog going?
It's all fine. I don't know yet. But I don't want to add to that. Like, that's part of the problem with the vacations is the missus goes, hey, let's road trip to the Russian River. I don't know. Nah. Mm. I don't. Mm. Can we fly there?
No.
Then no. I don't want to. You know.
Yeah.
It's enough. I want to just hang.
Yeah.
I got it.
Besides, I love where we live. I don't hate staying home. Homecations?
Staycations.
Whatever they're called. I want to do that. I like that too.
I like homecation.
I like homecation too.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Winterland tickets and the Rock Hall inductions and more.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.